welcome to the Emmaus Bible Hour. This is a program for the family, with an emphasis on finding out what God has to say to us through His Word, the Bible. Some years ago, a man was standing before a store window in which was displayed a painting of the crucifixion. Suddenly, he became aware of a small boy beside him also gazing at the painting. The boy spoke, "That's Jesus, sir, on the cross. They nailed him there with that crown of thorns on his head and killed him, sir. He was a good man. He died for us. And that's his mother standing there, sir, looking at what they did to him." The man felt a lump in his throat as the boy continued. "And he died, sir, for our sins." It was too real. The man turned away and began walking on down the street. Then he felt a tug at his coat. The boy blurted out breathlessly, "I forgot to tell you, sir. I forgot to tell you. He rose again." The four Gospels tell us that he rose again. And the book of Acts begins with a risen Savior. And that's where we begin this lesson of the Emmaus Bible Hour. Surely a good place to begin. Those who were with us last time remember that we're doing a study of the book of Acts. We're now in lesson 2 and page 1 of that lesson. Stay tuned at the close of this 15-minute program for information on how you can get this entire course in book form. This lesson is titled, The Coming of Pentecost. Before Christ went back to heaven, he commanded his disciples to remain in Jerusalem for a while. Perhaps they wanted to go back home and get to work with their fishing nets again. Or maybe they wanted to start right out and tell everybody about the Lord Jesus, how he had died for their sins and rose again. In fact, he had already told them to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. But the time for this had not yet come. And so he tells them to wait for a while. It's often harder to wait than to take action. Then he promised them the most wonderful of all gifts. He said that although they could not know when the kingdom of God would come to earth, yet they would receive in a few days' time the Holy Spirit of God to abide with them forever. The Holy Spirit would give them power to go everywhere and witness for Jesus. Let's look at Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. The Lord Jesus speaking, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth." As we look at the book of Acts, we see the disciples obeyed that command of the Lord Jesus that we've just read in Acts chapter 1, the 8th verse. We see in chapters 1 through 7 of Acts that they witnessed in the city of Jerusalem. Then in chapters 8 through 12, they witnessed for the Lord in the land of Judea and Samaria. After that, chapters 13 through 28, they preached everywhere, especially the Apostle Paul and those who were with him. Continuing in Acts chapter 1, we see that next, the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven. The disciples were so surprised that they stood there gazing up into heaven. So two angels appeared to them and told them plainly that this very same Jesus would come back again in the same way he had gone into heaven. Those of us who love him will be very glad to see him when he comes. But if you are not saved, your last chance will be gone when Jesus comes back for his own. Why not accept him now as your Savior? Let's pause for some music so that you can consider this greatest of all decisions. The Lord Jesus is coming back. We know not when. Are you ready? That's the question. Thank you. You are listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour. We would urge you to write to us, especially if you have questions about salvation. Our address will be given at the close of the program. Also, information on obtaining this correspondence course on the Book of Acts that we're studying together. Jesus ascended to heaven from the Mount of Olives near Bethany. After the angels told the disciples that he would surely come again, they returned to Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. They stayed there as the Lord commanded, and spent the days in prayer in an upper room. Who were these disciples? The 11 names given are the same as the Lord Jesus had first called. But one of the first 12 is no longer with them. He loved money rather than the Lord. He listened to the voice of Satan and sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. When Judas Iscariot realized what he had done, he went out and hanged himself. Faithful women with the disciples were praying in the upper room. One of them was Mary, the mother of the Lord, and with her were his brothers. These brothers did not believe on Christ at first, but after his death and resurrection, they realized that he truly was the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Peter realized that someone should take the place of Judas, who had fallen into sin and committed suicide. Two men were selected, who had been with the Lord Jesus from the beginning, and were witnesses of his death and resurrection. Their names were Joseph and Matthias. The apostles prayed to God, who knows the hearts of all men, then cast lots to see which of the two was God's choice. The lot fell on Matthias, who was thereafter numbered with the apostles. However, interestingly enough, we never hear of him again. In Acts chapter 2, we have the coming of the Holy Spirit. The day of Pentecost was one of the feast days of the ancient Jews. On the day of Pentecost, the 120 disciples were all together in one place when they heard the sound of wind, saw the tongues of fire, and began to speak in other languages which they did not know before. The Jewish people had been scattered all over the world. Especially at the time of the feast, many pilgrims would come back to Jerusalem, their holy city, in order to worship. Imagine the surprise of these people when they heard the disciples speaking in 15 different languages. What were they speaking about? They were talking of the wonderful works of God. We know from John's Gospel that the Holy Spirit does not speak of himself, but glorifies Christ. But some people did not understand and could only think that the disciples must be drunk with new wine. Peter does not become angry. He replies that this is not the case at all. For one thing, people who drink wine do so at night, not early in the morning, and are not usually drunk at 9 a.m. Besides, during the days of the feast, they did not either drink or eat until after 9 o'clock, which was time for prayer. After denying that the disciples were full of wine, Peter goes on to show that they were full of the Holy Spirit. In fact, he told them of a promise God gave long before to Israel through the prophet Joel that God would pour out his Spirit on all his people. On the day of Pentecost, only some of the people received the Holy Spirit. But the time is coming when some from all nations will receive him when the Lord comes back again. The last part of Joel's promise was true in Peter's day and is true today. Let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 21. That's Acts 2, 21. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This means to believe in Christ and ask him to forgive your sins. If you do, you will be saved. Although this promise is true today, it will not be true forever, and may not be much longer. If you are not sure that you are saved, trust him now. None of us know how much time we have left on earth. Someone has spoken of the clock of life. The clock of life is wound but once, and no man has the power to tell just when the hand will stop at late or early hour. Now is the only time you own. Live, love, toil with will. Place not faith in tomorrow, for the clock may then be still. A verse in the Bible reminds us, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The reference for that verse is 2 Corinthians 6:2. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. We're going to close our books now on Lesson 2. We want to thank you for being with us. Stay tuned for our address. We would really enjoy hearing from you. If you have questions about salvation, write to us. Also, we'd like to send you information regarding this correspondence course on the Book of Acts. You have been listening to the Emmaus Bible Hour.